soils have been taken for granted and as such have been really out of development dialogue agenda. No attention has been paid to soils in reality. Soils provide a number of functions, for instance, for medicines, because many of the antibiotics come from soils. Soils provide a number of ecosystem services beyond only agriculture, because people usually relate soils agriculture. Beyond that, we have shown that soils play a number of other functions, like sequestering carbon, or they are responsible of other cycles, like the nutrient cycles. But especially the issues related to hunger and malnutrition, because the figures are clear. And especially if we relate to the population growth, because we need to increase production. That means that we will put further pressure on soils. And one key element there is that we already have 33% of our soils degraded globally. So we have contributed to put all this into the table, especially when talking now about the Sustainable Development Goals. The next year, members will decide on the Sustainable Development Goals. So we would like to influence that decision-taking so that soils are included as part of the Sustainable Development Goals and post-2015 agenda.
And what is FAO's role in all of this?
Well, FAO has a long tradition on soils. If we go back to the 70s, 80s and 90s, FAO was the institution working on global soil issues. Out of that, we have products that are still used, like the World Soil Map, like the Guidelines for Land Evaluation, Guidelines for Land Use Planning, etc. Now, in this new decade, and with the new challenges, we have to change our work in terms of trying to address the real issues and priorities that members are facing. We cannot do it alone, and that's why we established the Global Soil Partnership. Members support it and they agree on establishing this partnership. That is our main action towards soils nowadays. We have been given the mandate by the United Nations General Assembly to facilitate the implementation of both World Soil Day and International Day of Soils, following the concept of partnership involving all stakeholders who are willing to work on the issue of soils.
Have you had a chance to work on any of the projects in the field or visit them?
Yes. Regarding projects, we have the technical cooperation projects where every country decides what is the priority. And we have been working with many countries in trying to respond to their request on soils.
For example?
Okay, we have projects in Macedonia, Turkey, Uruguay, and others on various topics, like, for instance, helping to have a soil information system so that they guide their farmers on how to manage their soils, or to go and implement soil restoration practices or soil erosion practices in Malawi or in Uruguay.
What are the priority issues that people need to remember for this year?
I will summarize with four key messages. The first thing is that soils are fundamental for life. Why? Because they are the foundation for the production of food, feed, biomass, fuel, but also they are responsible for the hydrological cycle, the nutrient cycle, all the carbon, nitrogen, potassium cycling is happening thanks to soils. And therefore, we have a lot of responsibility with soils. My second message will be that human pressures on soil resources are reaching critical limits already, meaning that if we don't change our way of doing things, we will be really facing problems in the near future. A third message will be that the maintenance or enhancement of global soil resources is essential if humanity's overarching need for food security and nutrition, climate change adaptation and mitigation, and overall sustainable development goal will not be met. Therefore, we need to really work. And the fourth will be that we need to all try to join efforts towards the promotion of sustainable soil management. I mean to promote actions. With these messages, we would like to convey that having healthy soils, we will have a healthy life.